this is unfortunately a time when staying socially connected and socially active is that bit more challenging. But you know the value of a gesture, a kind word, a helping hand, and community spirit is very important to the well-being of people who live with dementia, as well as their families and their carers, because most people living with dementia are living in and they're supported by communities just like yours. And community has never been so important for people living with dementia. So we're asking you, if you can, to show solidarity with not only people living with dementia, but their families, by adopting the Dementia Understanding Together campaign. And there are six actions as part of this campaign: to see the person and not the dementia, to talk about dementia, to ask how you can help, to stay in touch. That one is so important. To support the person, to keep up their hobbies and interests, again, in the safest way they can in these times. So, let's get a little bit more information about what we all can do, because a diagnosis of dementia can be earth-shattering. Sinead Hubble has been speaking with Jean Mannion. She's a nurse practitioner at the Cognitive Assessment and Dementia Care Psychiatry of Later Life Department in Portlaoise. And she's been trying to find out the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's.
Term. And then there's different types of dementia. So Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. Vascular dementia is another type. Lewy body. And there's various different types. People sometimes get confused and would say, I don't mind if my mother has dementia as long as she doesn't have Alzheimer's. But dementia is the umbrella term. So you have Alzheimer's dementia, vascular dementia, or any of the other types. There's many other types of dementia. So it's the umbrella term is dementia. So if you have Alzheimer's, you have dementia.
What does your job entail?
We call our clinic a cognitive assessment service, stroke memory clinic. I receive referrals from the GP or from other medical practitioners. It has to come from a doctor, and they will refer someone into the memory clinic, stroke cognitive assessment service, with short-term memory issues, with concerns regarding maybe word-finding difficulties when they're talking, with various different issues like not able to plan and solve problems, not able to do familiar tasks. So they can be referred into us. Prior to the referral, the GP will have checked out that that medically, there's nothing medically causing, from a physical point of view, causing this problem. So then they will be referred into me, where I will do a full cognitive assessment. And part of that will be full dementia screen bloods, and will also be a CT brain scan. Once that is done, then they'll be seen by myself and the consultant, and if there's a diagnosis to be given, we will give it. We also work as part of a multidisciplinary team, so other members of the team, like occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, social workers, psychology, they also can have an impact on the assessment. We don't diagnose very quickly, you know, sometimes it's not very straightforward, so they may well require to see other disciplines to get the diagnosis. So it can be quite a long assessment.
And Joan, for somebody who may be concerned about a family member, you know, that they're maybe forgetting a word, or they're getting mixed up, or they're retelling a story several times, how do you broach that subject with somebody that you're concerned about?
Okay, and this can be quite difficult, because often the person that has these difficulties, they either see them and they don't want other people to see them, or they actually don't realise that they're going on. We would recommend the very first port of call for a family member is to go to the GP, and that is to rule out anything physical that could be causing this problem. Remember, every time someone loses a word or has some short-term memory issues, it may not be dementia. It could be due to some physical component. So if the person can get checked out first with the GP, that's very important. We recommend to the families to you can look up, they understand together. Obviously, it's absolutely fantastic. It gives people tips and tricks and what to do, the Alzheimer's Society. But it's also about trying to sit down with the person and saying to them, you know, have you noticed that sometimes the words are not coming out properly, or maybe you're repeating a story? I can assure you, 9 times out of 10, the person themselves know that, and they actually might be glad to hear that someone else has noticed it as well. But most important, to know that there is a way that they can actually go for treatment locally. So they can go to the GP, the GP will do his assessment or her assessment, and then if they feel there's a reason for a referral to the Cognitive Assessment Service stroke memory clinic, they will do so. So for the families need to know that there's a support out there for them as well. But it can be a little bit by bit, you know, taking it gently. If the conversation doesn't go well the first day, come back to it the second day. It's living with dementia. If the diagnosis does come, and we don't always give a diagnosis of dementia, it could be mild cognitive impairment, it could be something completely different, or it could be normal aging and the person doesn't actually have dementia at all. So it's very important for people to know that you can get tested, and if you have a diagnosis of dementia, we'll work with it. And if you haven't, we'll work with that too. We can see people again.
Do you have any advice for anybody who's just been diagnosed with dementia?
Continue to do what you can to the best of your ability, and obviously ask for help if need be. We would recommend early diagnosis. So the earlier someone is diagnosed, the better they can actually put things in place. We recommend that anyone with a diagnosis of dementia should have a will made. We also recommend that they should nominate a family member or a significant other to be an enduring power of attorney to look after their affairs if necessary. We would also recommend that they link in with the different organisations that are available. We would say to them, you have a diagnosis of dementia, but you need to learn to live with that. It's like living with diabetes. So you just continue with your life safely, and that there is organisations out there that actually can help you. And there is support out there and support for the family. Don't be frightened, because there's so much help out there now that, you know, can actually promote well-being. So we would be encouraging people, if they have concerns at all about their memory, to come forward. Now, and also to try and put different organisations do different things. And I know during COVID-19, it's very hard for a lot of these things to go on, like a lot of the support groups in the community. And that's why we have gone virtual with the telehealth, so that people are not left out. Talk to people about it. Talk to the family. One of the biggest concerns when someone just gets a diagnosis of dementia is that they will withdraw and become depressed. And sometimes that's when people come to the light of services like psychiatry in later life, is when someone becomes depressed. But they've actually become depressed because of their diagnosis. It's not that they may have had depression for years. And it's very important that we capture that and we help them people, because you don't want people to go down the depression route. And if they know that they can actually work with them, their diagnosis of dementia. And if the person is known to us and diagnosed by our service, and if someone had, we'll say, word-finding difficulties, for example, which is very common in dementia, we have speech and language therapists that do communication assessments and help the person how to deal with them issues, and also help the family, because it's very hard for the family if someone is repeating to them constantly every 5 minutes in how to deal with that. So these issues can also be looked at.
Now, that is Joan Mannion. She's a nurse practitioner in Portlaoise. Again, she works with the Department of Cognitive Assessment and Dementia Care and Psychiatry of Later Life.